T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We literally say the same things at the same time now. The 2.5 years, we literally say the exact same words at the exact same time now.
Frightening.
It's very cute.
Frightening.
Very cute.
At least it means the show is on the same page.
We think the same thing at the same time, yes. And the story that we're thinking the same thing at the same time on is the latest out of the Kansas City mayor's race and Quentin Lucas. This is out of the Kansas City Star. A driving under the influence charge against Kansas City City Councilman Quentin Lucas was dropped Thursday morning because of insufficient evidence. Lucas, who of course is running against Councilwoman Jolie Justice for mayor, was set to go to trial this afternoon on the charge, which stems from an October arrest in Lawrence, Kansas. His campaign announced the dismissal in a press release, and Carol Brown with the Lawrence Municipal Court confirmed the outcome. He was arrested, if you recall, this was back in October. He was arrested after being found asleep in his parked car near downtown Lawrence following a fundraiser. He is an instructor at the KU School of Law. He maintained throughout the court proceedings that he recognized he could not drive home to Kansas City and chose instead to wait in his car until he could safely operate it. Then he says he fell asleep. And we're looking up the backstories because I just can't remember exactly what the details were. And I can't remember how long he said he had been asleep at the point at which an officer approached him. But I believe it was somebody else in the area that saw him sleeping in his car, and somebody else called police, and that's why police checked it out. In the release, Lucas called it a fair and expected result, saying, "I am proud that I made a responsible choice not to drive that night." By the way, that's always what he that was always what he said afterward was. That was always his defense. Now, keep in mind for a second, Quentin Lucas is a lawyer. And the discussion that we had, and I don't know what it means, what insufficient evidence, I don't know what the problem was. But the issue was that I believe his keys were in the ignition.
Well, I got the original story from
Thank
the Star.
You, I can't remember exactly.
It was on October the 19th. I think it happened the night before. Kansas City Councilman and mayoral candidate Quentin Lucas said he, quote, decided to behave responsibly and not drive when he got into his car that Thursday night. Still was arrested on suspicion of DUI. He's 34 at the time. He attended a trivia night fundraiser Thursday for the Kansas Legal Services, irony, at the Jayhawk Club. He said he had 2 beers before the event ended about 10 p.m. and someone drove him in his car about 5 miles to the Merchant's Pub and Plate on Mass Street, where police later found him parked. He said he had perhaps another half beer before getting in his car around 10:45. That's when Lucas, according to Facebook, realized he wasn't sober enough to drive home. Quote, "Lucas, when I got to my car, I decided I was not prepared to safely drive home to Kansas City. I decided to behave responsibly and wait in my car until it was safe to drive. Apparently, while waiting, I dozed off. I never moved or attempted to drive my car."
But he was behind the wheel.
Keys were in it.
Right. And so the debate at the time, and I'm not a lawyer. Remember how I said, if I had been a lawyer, this job would be a lot easier.
Yes.
My understanding of DUI is that it doesn't matter if the car is in park. If you are sitting in the driver's seat and the keys are in the ignition, you can be charged with DUI. That is against the law because how quickly you would be able to turn the car on and drive. I mean, it would be very easy. Now, if you are sleeping in the back seat, that's different. Or if your keys, like we had took calls at the time of people that said, yeah, that's why you put your keys like under your back tire or something. That way there is no chance whatsoever that you can be charged with DUI. But you don't sleep in your car when you might be drunk with the keys in the ignition. And that was always his defense, was that, hey, I made the responsible decision. I could have driven back drunk. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's the other option. Mm-hmm. I didn't drive back drunk. I was smart enough to know that I shouldn't be driving. And so I waited. And the argument on the other side is, buddy, you're a lawyer. If anybody should know DUI law, it's you. But the case has been dismissed because of insufficient evidence.
Lawrence police said that that night they responded around 11:30 p.m. to the area of 8th and Mass. Somebody was unconscious in the parked vehicle when police arrived. An officer asked him to step out of the car. He was handcuffed and taken to Douglas County Jail. Standard procedure.
Yeah.
His interactions with the police were without incident. They shook hands. He said they did their job. I would like to know how this gets dropped. And would it get dropped if it was Steve, who works at Target in Mission, and if his car was at 8th and Mass and he was passed out in it?
On the other hand,
he's not running for mayor and wasn't a Kansas City city councilman, and Quentin is a friend, but still, this smells of privilege.
On the other hand, though, you could argue that because he's running for mayor, there would be people that would push more to not have the charges dismissed, because you want him to not get a pass just because he's running for mayor. That you want him, you know, there are some people who are not on Quentin's side, maybe, that, you know, that would not necessarily want it to be dismissed.
We asked him about it. Chris, do you have it to play? We asked him about it when he was in studio the day after he won the mayoral primary.
Right. I mean, I think the first response is that, you know, I never drove my vehicle, a key part of the D, and we were parked. And then more to the point, we moved to dismiss. I think the case will be dismissed. It should have been dismissed months ago. I think you've seen the case get delayed time and time again by prosecutors over in Lawrence, which is regrettable and unfortunate. But I think the other thing I guess we could say to this is that I've been open and transparent about the situation from the day it happened. Told everybody what the circumstances were. Told everybody that I never moved the car, never intended to move the car, really hadn't driven that evening and all of that. And I think that's going to shake out. And I think the public had a chance to look at and evaluate these issues. So we're not, you know, pulling the wool over anybody's eyes. And I think more to the point, I elected not to, even on a few drinks, drive 40 miles back to Kansas City at 10 o'clock at night. I think I actually made the right choice. And that's something that I think we'll see dismissed fairly soon.
And he did. Got dismissed moments ago, half an hour ago, whatever the case is. And look, if that is truly what happened and he decided, look, I'm a little bit too buzzed to drive back, props to Quentin Lucas for doing it. You know, if he only had two beers in an hour and a half or whatever, or two and a half, and he, even that was too much for him to get back to Lawrence, then he made the right decision. Something about this, though, in people's minds will not smell right.
I want to know what they mean by insufficient evidence. And I don't question whether that's true. I just want to know what that means. Do we ever know what his BAC was? Was that ever released anywhere? And I know you don't have it necessarily in front of you.
No, I don't see it.
Like, I wonder, did we not have sufficient evidence to prove that he was drunk? Did we not have sufficient evidence that where the keys were, you know?
That's important, because if he only had the two, because I'm sure they did a blood alcohol test once they got him to the station, assuming he allowed them to do one, because you can deny it, and then they have to go through all this process, take your blood, whatever. But I think a part of me wonders, did he have eight beers and he's claiming two?
Because that sounds better than...
Because to me, I mean, look, I've had two beers and driven 40 minutes. You've had two beers.
Sure.
But again, Quentin's built more like I am a little bit.
He's
more
a bigger guy than you.
He's ripped. But like two beers and you can't make it to Lawrence, I'm still going to give him the benefit of the doubt and saying, you realized you were too buzzed to drive. Whether it was two beers or eight beers, if you in fact said, I can't get home safely, he made the right choice.
Yeah.
He made the right choice.
Yes. But again, I'll come back to, he's a lawyer and you know DUI laws better than I do. Maybe that worked in his favor. Maybe he knows DUI law better than I do. And maybe he knows something different than I do. And maybe in the end, he knew that what he was doing was not against the law. Again, I want to know what the insufficient evidence was. And I am curious to know what his BAC was. I'm curious to know how over he was.
I feel like that matters to me. Maybe not for...
Legally, it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't matter at this point, but I'm curious to know. But I'm glad to see that we're going to have a mayor's race that's going to be even keeled, you know, that across the board, that this isn't going to be factored in. Although some people are going to say, well, it was dismissed for insufficient evidence. You
that
still did what
mean
you did.
He didn't do something illegal.
He still, you know, I mean, he still admitted to what he did, you know, to what happened there. But at least this was timed well. This goes away early enough before the election that I don't think people will make it a factor.
Yeah, I hope it does go away. But it's tough for voters because he's still going to be linked with that.
Charges have been dismissed. I mean, you can't continue. You can, I guess, but innocent until proven guilty, right? He's not been proven guilty. And so I don't think it's fair to hold that against him now because he's not been convicted of anything.
We got about 70 days until you go to the polls if you live in Kansas City. And now that these charges have been dropped, you'll have to try to separate the charges from Lawrence to Quentin Lucas possibly becoming your next mayor or Jolie Justice becoming your next mayor. That's coming up June 18th. June 18th?
Yes.
That sound right? Okay, good. June 18th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.